This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. The Simpsons will be in 4D starting on Friday at Broadway at the Beach in Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. Senior Vice President Attraction Development for SimX iWorks, Mark Cornell, is going to join me to speak about this tourist attraction. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
My pleasure.
I have to know, out of all the cartoons out there, why The Simpsons?
First of all, iconic. On TV for almost 30 years, 600 episodes. I mean, that's the statement in itself. The success of The Simpsons, it's a broad reach that carries through generations. Our first family that entered the attraction in Myrtle Beach, ironically, was a grandmother, a husband and wife, and three children. All three, you know, separate generations were fanatic fans, which I think is just telling in itself.
The attractions at Myrtle Beach, I saw a video of it. You guys have the Quickie Mart and a theater, the Aztec Theater. Was there anything else?
The Quickie Mart is now open, debuted this past Friday. The Aztec Theater is coming soon. The theater includes a state-of-the-art 4D theater and a red carpet experience where, you know, every guest will get a digital photo with the characters. You will see every character brought to life in a life-size sculpture, and I mean the technology is state-of-the-art. These sculptures are fantastic. The latest silicon, they take months to make, and when you see one in person, it's really The Simpsons come to life.
Now, you said it's 4D. What's 4D?
4D is 3D, you know, a 3D image and what we call 4D special effects. So, you know, I don't want to give away any of the surprises, but, you know, SimX iWorks has been in the cinematic business for 30 years, and we've developed seats that have all of these gadgets, you know, from leg ticklers to water squirts. The seats in Myrtle Beach, by far, in my experience, are the best in the world. Motion and a lot of special effects, and like I said, I don't want to give too many things away, but that is 4D. 3D with a lot of special effects that bring the experience to life.
That sounds pretty insane for a Simpsons theme kind of stuff. So what kind of movies would you have at the Aztec Theater?
Well, this is going to be a Simpsons experience, so It will be sort of a film festival where, you know, Homer's the master of ceremonies, and there is an array of Simpsons sort of experiences. Again, we don't want to give away too much. We want, you know, guests to see it firsthand and experience without, you know, any sort of comments before. You can imagine things don't go well, though.
It's not like Jurassic Park, right? No dinosaurs eating people.
There you go.
At the Quickie Mart, what do you guys sell there? Is it just going to be like Simpsons memorabilia, or is it going to be a real convenience store, too?
So the Quickie Mart is an attraction in itself. You know, the fans that know the Quickie Mart, which is the convenience store on the show, we've taken that experience or that Quickie Mart and brought it to life. I mean, every square inch of that store is themed with the show in mind. So inside the Quickie Mart, there is an array of merchandise that you would obviously find for The Simpsons. That's sort of the obvious. But we also bring to life squishies. We have, you know, six flavors of squishies, all critiqued for the show and by the creators, which is Fox and Gracie Films. In addition, you can get the, you know, Homer's favorite Lard Lad donuts. There's an array of Buzz Colas. We have Heat Lamp hot dogs, Duff energy drink. I mean, it just goes on and on. You know, it's great to watch, spent the weekend there. It's great to watch, you know, guests come in and just be sort of awed at every aisle, you know, as they go through the store. And I might add, this convenience store also has, you know, what you would think would have a convenience store. It's a real convenience store. We have aspirin. We have, you know, sunblock. It's a poo store. It really is.
I'm just curious. In the future, do you see yourself building Moe's Bar?
Boy, I'd like to say that. Right now, what we're doing is taking one step at a time. You know, with a show that's been on air for 30 years and has done 600 episodes, just about everything has been, you know, thought of. You know, the shows allow for a great, you know, stimulus for future expansions of Springfield. You know, we have the Aztec Theater. We have the Quickie Mart. We'd like to keep going. And we're going to work with Fox and Gracie Films to keep expanding on that attraction.
Oh, man. I don't know about you, but I can see a lot of Simpsons conventions stopping there and trying to make that their home place, because that sounds wonderful.
It is. It really is.
When can people expect the Aztec Theater to open up?
I will tell you, you know, The Simpsons deserves for everything to be just perfect before it opens. I think it's in the next few months that it will open. We really don't have a timeline schedule. What we want to do is just open it when it's absolutely perfect. And we're very close now. I would say, you know, sometime in the September, October range, we'll have the full attraction open.
I love that you want the perfection there. I mean, that is probably the number one thing any attraction should have, is once it's operating, not when it's, you know, trying to get it open and make the money, but once it had made that perfection.
I'm glad you said that, because that justifies the 4 years that we put into design and quite a process. And it's been, you know, fabulous to see all of those details come together. And when we open the doors in the Quickie Mart and see those first guests come in and to see the look on their faces. And I think we had more than 4,000 people walk through the store, just the store, I might add, on the first day. It was just gratifying. I mean, our whole company has been working hard. Fox Next, which is a division of 20th Century Fox and Gracie Films, we're just so happy to have got the doors open on the Quickie Mart. The details have just panned out for us. Without a doubt, the experience is second to none.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining me. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and the Simpsons attraction?
This Friday, we launch our new website for the Simpsons attractions. It's SI4D.com/Simpsons4D.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.